Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. Spring is officially here, and a sure sign of spring is the Wooden Shoe Tulip Festival. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Barb Iverson. Barb is the co-owner of the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm. Hey there, Barb. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Well, thank you for having me on.
The Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm. I think just about everybody in the area has been to the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm. You guys have been around for a long time. Give me some of the history of the farm.
Well, this year will be our 39th annual festival. We started growing tulips actually back in the 1970s. And we grew for a gentleman from Terre Haute, Indiana, who grew in the ideal climate of the Willamette Valley because we're a couple weeks ahead of Holland here. And so he could grow the tulips here, take them back to Terre Haute, and force them in the greenhouse for Christmas. So we kind of had the corner on the market. And when he retired in 1980, my brothers bought the bulbs, his bulbs, and went into the dry bulb sale business. To varying degrees of success. So in 1983, my sister, myself, and I had four sister-in-laws joined together, and we started a little mail-order retail company called Wooden Shoe Bulb Company. And at that time, we went to garden shows the first couple of years and tried to sell our bulbs retail. And we had limited success. Let me just say that it was pretty tough going to all the garden shows and not having a lot of response. So we had a couple neighbors that kept telling us, "You need to open the field. You need to open the field to the public." And you know, we grew up as farmers, and we kept thinking, "Well, why would anybody want to come out and look at one of our crops?" We just thought that was so bizarre. And so in 1985, we took out a small ad in the local paper and said, "Oh, come out and see our tulip field." And we had our first little traffic jam. So it was, you know, all of six cars, but we were pretty excited about it. We thought, well, maybe there is something here. Maybe people do want to come out and see the field. And so that was our first year, and that's how it all started with the festival.
So it really is a family affair and still is.
It still is. We're still, you know, it's still family. You know, we have the next generation in. It's fun, and it's a lot of fun. It's you know, creating memories is so rewarding. We all enjoy it.
Yeah, that's kind of the specialness of coming out to the Tulip Festival is you're really creating some great memories when you come to the festival.
Well, it's interesting because when people find out where you're from and they find out, oh, you're from Wooden Shoe, they immediately, you just see it, they go in their mind's eye, they come here. And they explain what they did or who they were with and what a fantastic time they had. It's so rewarding. I love it. Yeah. And, you know, over the years, this is our 39th annual festival. And when you look at the numbers, we figure we've had over 4 million people walk through our farm and experience the beauty. So for us as farmers, it's really rewarding to have that kind of influence on so many people and to better their lives, really. Because, you know, out here, we do a lot of different things. We've done a lot of different things over the years, but we have a map out front, and we have an Oregon map, a United States map, and a world map. And the United States map usually takes about with all 50 states, you know, with people from all 50 states.
Wow.
But what's really fascinating is the world map, and there's between usually 130 and 140 countries pinned by the end of the season.
Oh, how fun.
And yesterday there was a gentleman, and he lived in Africa. He was born in the Caribbean. Just fascinating history. And he'd wanted to come out here for years. And even though we don't have much color, a lot of them, you know, that are coming to the area, you know, plan their trip ahead of time. And so they come out anyway. And they love it out here. Yesterday was beautiful. Mount Hood was out. It's just fun to get out on a farm, and the openness. And even though the flowers aren't there, it's still beautiful.
We're talking today with Barb Iverson, co-owner of the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm. Barb, the festival just opened. So what can people expect at the festival this year?
Well, we have a lot of different things. The big thing, of course, is the flowers. And this year we've got a late season, so we're starting out a little bit late with the flowers. It's been cold, so we don't have a lot of color in the field yet. So one of the suggestions I would have is to go to our field report or bloom status on our website, and take a look at what it looks like out here, so you're not disappointed when you come out. But if you do come out and there's not a lot of color, still get out and walk around the field. It's still beautiful out here. There's a hazelnut orchard on the far side. There's steam tractors out here running. Go and talk to the people that operate those. You know, we have potted tulips for sale. We've got a gift shop. There's food trucks out here. So come out and you can, a great selection of different foods. As well as, you know, we have vendor tents. We have our own gift shop here, and potted tulips for sale.
What is the best time of year to come out to the Tulip Festival, would you say?
Well, I guess I would say it depends on the year. You know, this year we're having an extremely late season. Some years we open with half the field in bloom. Other years we open with hardly anything in bloom, like this year. So check the bloom status. But normally the second and third week of April are the best. That's the prime time. This year, that might bump to the end of April, just because it's been so cold. If this weather continues, it'll be a late season. But the flowers hold on then as well, so the color sticks around. So if there's a nice day, it's always nice to come out.
And you literally have millions of tulips in bloom at times, right?
Oh, we do. You know, we've tried to count over the years and figure out how many blooms. We always say 40 acres, and it's like, well, how many, you know, who knows what 40 acres looks like? You know, that's 40 football fields. But you know, if when you say, oh, there's millions and millions of blooms out here, that's harder to grasp, but there literally are. And I apologize, I haven't done the count lately of how many millions we have out there, but it's beautiful.
Well, counting to a million, that'd be a task.
It would. Well, we do an estimate in our row length and things like that.
There's nothing quite like standing in the field and looking across all the tulips and seeing the Mount Hood in the distance as well. It's just such a sight.
It really is. And, you know, we have the hot air balloon tethers out here now, you know, weather permitting. And to add that in as well to the field, and you've got the hot air balloons out there, it's just, there's nothing like it. And, you know, in the morning, to me, my favorite time out here is the morning. And we sell a morning pass so people can come out an hour before sunrise and take those sunrise pictures out here with the hot air balloons taken off when the weather's nice. It's just, you know, in Mount Hood looming there, there's just nothing like it. It's beautiful.
The Wooden Shoe Tulip Festival is really fun for the whole family. So what do you have going on for the kids this year?
So we've got a lot of kids' activities besides the mud puddles. This year we have a lot of mud puddles. You know, we have these duck races where the water trough and the old, you know, the old fashioned water pumps. We've got, you know, the hay pile. There's some wagons, little cow wagons that, you know, you can put kids in and just pull them around the field if you don't want to get your stroller all muddy. And then there's, you know, there's some paid activities as well, some paid rides. So the 12, you know, out here, 12 and under is free. We encourage families to bring their kids out just to get out and run around on the farm.
It's just nice to get out and get some fresh air.
It really is.
And enjoy spring in the Willamette Valley.
Yeah, it is.
So you guys have your own wine now. Tell me about that.
We do. So my nephew, when he came back to the farm, he had worked for a company that catered to vineyards. And he said, you know, we need to plant our own vineyard out here. So we planted several different varieties of wine or wine grapes and started our own wine. So we have a lot of different things, like the Albariño is one. It's a north from northwest Spain. It's a little bit different, but in that region, the women actually make the wine, the men go fishing. And so we thought that fit with us because, you know, we're a predominantly women-owned business. So we thought, oh, we've got to grow an Albarino. And then we make a sparkling Albarino out of that as well. But we've got Pinot Gris, Moscato, Pinot Noir, of course, and Tempranillo, and Maréchal Foch. So some different wines, but they're really good.
When you come out to the festival, do you also get a chance to taste some of the wines?
Yeah, when you come into the festival, you get two free samples. So you can taste the wine, or you can purchase a glass and wander around with it. So yes, you can.
Very nice. So springtime is a really busy time for you guys getting prepared for the Wooden Shoe Tulip Festival. But what do you guys do the other times of the year?
Oh, we're always busy. Well, you know, we're farmers, so we have grass seed and some other crops that we grow. But, you know, we also have other events out here. We like to work with a lot of nonprofits. And so we work with the American Cancer Society and host Relay for Life out here. That's in June. And it's a one day, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And it ends the day with like a night glow with local hot air balloonists. But it's a fundraiser for that. We lost my dad a few years ago to cancer. And so we like working with the Cancer Society. In the summer, we have something, an event called Mud, Sweat, and Barbecue. And it's working with the local Rotary group. And the barbecue is an amateur barbecue contest. And but we also host a mud run. And that's a mud run around the farm. It's absolutely, it's a lot of fun. Let me just say that. And again, it's all fun, a fundraiser. All the proceeds go to Rotary, and then they donate it out from there. And we, you know, we're, I don't know, it just seems like we're always busy.
Yeah. Always something going on at the Wooden Shoe Tulip.
Always. Yes.
And you guys are really involved with working with Alzheimer's. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, we lost my mom a few years ago to Alzheimer's, and she was one of those that journaled. She did everything that you're supposed to do not to get it, and so it really caught us off guard, and it was pretty devastating. You know, when you lose somebody twice that way, that's tough. Yeah. So we partnered up with the Alzheimer's Association, and we do a matching fundraiser out here in the spring during the festival. And then and have a team. But if you go to our website, there's a sign up and a donation. And then we'll put a if you donate, then we put a sign out here. And we have a weekend where we work with a local. Wesley Ogle comes out, and we do a fundraising for that weekend specifically.
That's so nice. As a family, you really pride yourself in giving back. Tell me why that is.
You know, we do. You know, I was raised that way. You know, I had an uncle one time tell me that, you know, the service is the price you pay for the space on this earth. And I really took that to heart. And, you know, we work with a lot of different groups. So, you know, we had a run last weekend that was Oregon City Track Club. And they come out and the proceeds, you know, all the money they make from that goes to the track club. You know, Easter Seals, we work with them on their cut flowers. Cancer Society, Rotary, just different groups, and the Alzheimer's Association. But it's just something we truly believe in, that everybody benefits from that. And even, you know, even our parking, we bring in local groups. You know, a lot of the FFA clubs or the high school clubs that are looking for fundraisers for their graduation all night party, things like that. We'll have them help us out, even though sometimes we don't really need the help. But then they get a donation and they look forward to that every year. But I just think that's important.
Yeah. And you do a blood drive, is that right?
We do. So one of our co-founders, we lost her to breast cancer 20 years ago. And she had four young boys at the time. And it was really hard on us. But when Vicky would go get blood, this was, you know, kind of in their last year, we would have Vicky back. And we made it a mission to give back to the American Red Cross, because we really believe in that. So we do a blood donation every year. It's moved into a bus here on site for a couple of years, but now we're moving it back to the school where her boys went to school. And so hopefully it'll be up and running and we can get over 100 pints as we go along. And it's usually a big, it's kind of a community event. They kind of come together in Vicky's memory, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Blood is so important right now. Donating blood is such an important thing right now because it's really needed. When is the blood drive?
So our blood drive is it's coming up. You would ask. Give me a chance to
make it check your calendar real quick there, Barbara.
They can, let me check my calendar here. It's coming up. Blood drive, April 5th.
Okay.
So the blood drive is coming up. It's April 5th. And I think there's a link from our website. You can sign up or go to American Red Cross. And I think you can put in Vicki Iverson Memorial Blood Drive.
Excellent. We're talking today with Barb Iverson, co-owner of the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm. Barb, you've been farming your whole life, right? So tell me about your history with farming.
Oh, you know, I grew up on the farm. So what a great place to grow up as a kid is out on the family farm. Lots of great memories. But then I went to Oregon State, had a degree in horticulture, came back to the farm, but I farmed. I didn't come back to the family farm. I came back to my uncle who grew rhododendrons. So I grew rhododendrons for a few years for Van Veen Nursery. Loved it until a bank told me I wasn't going to do that anymore. And at that point, I made the decision to go back to the family farm. And part of the reason was I felt that if I left, that the wooden shoe might fall by the wayside. And I saw the impact on so many people that would come out and see our field that I wanted to make sure that kept going. So when I came back to the farm, I kind of stepped into more of that role with wooden shoe. And it's just grown over the years.
With the millions, literally millions of tulips that you have at the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm, you must know a lot about the tulip growing process. Tell me about that.
Well, it is. So we, you know, we dig those tulips every year. So every year the process is we plant them in October. You know, we wait for the soil temperature to cool down a little bit. And then they're planted in the field in a net system. And this net, it's like a long nylon net that they developed it in Holland for the heavier soil. Soil's more like what we have instead of sandy soil. And so so when you look out there, just imagine it's all in one long net that those tulips are planted in. And then we keep an eye on them. Like today we're walking and we look for fireheads. We watch for disease really close. There's a botrytis that we want to make sure it doesn't take off. We start picking the flowers. We do pick some out of the field, but not like we used to. We used to pick for the wholesale market, and we don't do that anymore. Your mission when you come in really is is sharing that bouquet with all the guests that come, because it allows us to leave tulips in the field. So we don't harvest our crop like it used to be when we were in the wholesale flower business. We needed to pick every flower we could. And now we found that if we can, with our admission, we leave those bouquets in the field. So then after they're done blooming, we actually go in and top the seed pod off. We take the very top off, because we don't want the energy from the plant and all the leaves and the stem to go up into the seed pod. We want it to go down and enlarge that bulb and get a bigger bulb. And anybody in their own yard should do the same thing. Just nip off the top, very top. And then all that energy goes down into the bulb, and then about 5 weeks later, or usually late May or early June, we go in and we dig the entire field. We take it in, we separate the bulbs, we clean them up, and we put them on in air. We blow air on them all summer long. And then in October, we replant. So, and we're on a four-year rotation out here, you know, for disease reasons. So when you come out, it's always a little bit different because how we plant them, what varieties we plant together, where in the field, it's always a little bit different. So that makes it fun and challenging for us sometimes.
So you're telling us that every year you go out and dig up millions of tulip bulbs, and then in October you go back and plant millions of tulip bulbs. That is a process.
Yes.
Wow.
It is a process. It takes us about a month to get them all dug, and it takes 2 to 3 weeks to get them all planted.
Heavens, that's a lot. So are there several varieties of tulips?
We've probably got over 100 different varieties out in the field, but there are literally thousands of varieties. But, you know, the interesting thing is some of the old stock now has died away, and there's varieties that we used to carry and used to have that you can't get anymore. And it's just the nature of how it works with tulips. And it, you know, what we've also noticed is a consolidation of growers. You know, it used to be you had, even here in the Northwest, you know, 25 different growers. And I think we're down to about 3 now. It's just the market has changed.
Do you have a favorite tulip?
Oh, depends on the times.
Probably asking if you have a favorite child.
You know, I do. You know, yeah, favorite child. No, they're all equal. No, they're, you know, it depends. Some years there's certain varieties that just for some reason pop out. You know, Princess Irene is one of my favorite. But throughout the season it varies because, you know, tulips, we have about a 6-week blooming period. And that's because some of the early ones bloom, you know, 2 weeks before the later ones. And so, you know, when we say peak bloom in our field is never 100% in bloom, it because of the timing of the various bulbs. So single earlies, are first, and Fosteriengus are blooming out there, and the single lates won't bloom until, you know, for another 3 weeks. So it really makes it pretty, though. And a year like this, they should all bloom fairly close together. Because once the weather warms up, they're all going to be coming quick.
That'll be spectacular.
It will. It'll be beautiful.
What are some of your future plans for the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm?
Well, so like I said, this is our 39th year. So we're starting to work on some transition where the next generation steps in and starts to run it. Because we want it to continue. You know, good for our farm. Yeah, it's been good for our farm, and it's been, you know, good for the area out here. We're well known, but it's, you know, so it's handing it off so that we keep what's important in mind. You know, what's important is giving back, I think, and to the community and the other people, and the people that come out. It's passing that on and making sure they keep that in perspective. But you know, we're actually looking at adding a flower festival. So we're going to dabble in that this summer, kind of do a soft release, see what works, see how we're going to do it. We had thought about doing a sunflower festival, but, you know, the bloom time for sunflowers is so short. We wanted to do something that really was, you know, like an oh wow. So often when people come out and see our tulips, it's like, oh wow, I can't believe this. We want that same reaction for a flower festival. And we have a couple seed growers near us that grow flowers that are like, oh, these are beautiful. This would be great. Probably not on the scale that they do, and smaller, more variety. But there's just something about flowers that has a universal appeal.
Very nice.
It really does. People are happy when they come out here.
Yeah, flowers make everybody happy.
Yeah, and so we want to, that I think is going to be our next step, is a summer flower festival. And we'll, you know, as we dabble in it, and we want to do it right, so it'll be probably late July or August when we do that. And so watch for that.
Okay. We've got a couple minutes left. Tell us, first of all, how we can get to the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm for the festival, and tell us more about the festival, what we can expect when we get there.
So one of the things that happened during COVID is, of course, we shut down in 2020. But when we came back in 2021, we went to online tickets only. And what we discovered when we did that is we eliminated the 2-hour wait on weekends to get in here. So the experience for somebody coming in to visit us is much better because you're not sitting in line. So we are online ticketing only. So if you go to our website, there's a link to our tickets, and I would suggest you go in and kind of reserve your time that you want to come, and because your experience is so much better getting here. Once you come in, you can park. There's plenty of parking because they're going to scan you at the gate, and then you just go park and get out of your car, and you're free to go wherever. We have a free tram ride that goes to the field because this year our rotation, we're in the far field to the east of our gift shop. But go out and wander around the entire field. There's a hazelnut orchard on the far side. It's just beautiful to get out and walk. Like I say, we've got steam tractors out there. We've got some of our old tractors sitting out in the field for photo props. We've got our pink tractor that's dedicated to Vicky out there. But then we've also got potted tulips for sale. We've got cut flowers for sale. Our gift shop is phenomenal. Lots of different things in there. It's just fun to just go in and wander around. course, we've got our wines. Come in and try our wines. And we've got food carts. You know, there's food carts out here. We've got vendor booths, which are like handmade things, crafts. We've got a section of those, some brilliant photography in there. And then we've got a kids' play area. There's some paid things and there's some free activities. So come out, let the kids run around. And then we've got a garden as well. It's kind of a hidden gem this time of year because it can be a little wet down there. But it's beautiful in there. And in the summer, we host events such as, you know, weddings and memorial services. It's where we hold our mud, sweat, and barbecue event. So visit down there. And once we hit May, the rhododendrons start blooming in that. And it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. It's always such fun to go to the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm and Festival. Barb, thank you so much. And have a great season.
All right. Well, thank you.
We've been talking today with Barb Iverson, co-owner of the Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.